Our next batch of stories include postponement of planned roadworks and criticism for mental health services. But first, a domestic abuse scheme is saved.
A much-needed team to help spot hidden signs of domestic abuse will continue, it has been confirmed. Since 2015, more than 2,000 people have been trained as domestic abuse change champions by Norfolk County Council's team of domestic abuse coordinators. But the Home Office funding for the domestic abuse coordinators finishes at the end of March, and concerns were initially raised over whether it would continue. But funding has now been confirmed for the next 12 months. A recommendation of the Domestic Homicide Review after city mother of two, Kerry McCauley, was murdered by her abusive former partner was that campaigns should try to do more to train hairdressers and beauticians as potential confidants of victims.
A gift shop in Norwich has closed its doors just 5 months after opening. Gifted opened in the city's centre, London Street, in August and announced it would be closed by the end of January. Aaron Roberts, founder and owner of Gifted, said the store just wasn't turning over what it needed to in order to justify the business rates and the rent. We do want to experiment with locations and try out new places, but London Street clearly wasn't the right place for us. I think because it's more of a thoroughfare and less of a destination, it didn't fit with our offering. Gifted also has sites in King's Lynn, Cambridge, Bury St Edmunds and in Norwich's Castle Quarter. We also added a lot of new lines to our Castle Quarter store, so I think that's diverted footfall away from the London Street store, Mr Roberts said. Our footfall through the Castle Quarter remains really strong. The store currently has 4 members of staff and 1 will be transferred to the Castle Quarter store. The other 3 members of staff have already found other jobs.
Weeks of work, which would have closed roads so that a major roundabout off the A47 could be made safer, have been postponed because of delays in getting permission from Highways England to do the work. Norfolk County Council was due to begin work to reshape the roundabout on the 10A1074 at Longwater near the Norfolk Showground. But safety concerns were raised by Highways England over cars queuing up the slip road and onto the A47. Changes to the junction required as part of the planning conditions include changing the layout to a teardrop shape and installing traffic lights on the approach to the roundabout from the A1074 flyover and the A47 slip road.
An offer has been made to buy the site of a former boarding school, which went into liquidation last year. The future of the 15-acre site, owned by private school Heatherset Old Hall, was thrown into uncertainty after the company folded last August, owing more than £500,000 to its creditors. But an offer has now been made on the Norwich Road site and its 15 buildings, with liquidators estimating it could fetch up to £4 million. Managing agent George Craig of Savills Estate Agency said he was not able to discuss the offer but described the potential sale as exciting. Heatherset Old Hall School went into liquidation after dwindling pupil numbers left the company at a £56,000 loss the previous year. After its closure, which was announced 3 weeks before the start of term, more than 100 pupils were forced to find new schools.
The struggling Mental Health Trust for Norfolk and Suffolk remains in special measures. Despite a watchdog lifting it from the lowest possible rating of inadequate to requires improvement in a new inspection report. Chief Inspector of Hospitals, Professor Ted Baker, said, "On our return to the NSFT, we found improvements had been made in several areas, but more work still needs to be done. At this inspection, we found that, although some of the concerns had not been fully addressed, there had been a shift in approach and foundations had been laid to improve the direction of travel."
Youngsters and hospital staff enjoyed a little bit of fairy tale magic with a visit from Cinderella and Prince Charming. The cast of Norwich Theatre Royal's Panto visited the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to meet young patients and their families. Cara Leanne Jones, David Witz, Alex Dunmore, David Gant and ensemble members Victoria Gardner and Jacob Bailey donned their costumes to bring some panto cheer during a tour at the Buxton ward. Teresa Miles, children's matron at the hospital, said patients were thrilled by the visit. She added, "We've had more than 30 young patients on the children's ward and quite a few have had an operation. It's such a big boost for them and a very welcome distraction to receive a visit from a prince and princess whilst they recover." Cinderella continues at the Norwich Theatre Royal until January the 19th.
And now we have our second feature, which is written by Clarissa Place. Norfolk's biggest cancer charity continues to grow and work for the people of Norfolk. And your reader is Sarah Lusher.